I envy you, Fred. All you gotta do is get a good night's sleep, and when you wake up, you'll be rich. A rich millionaire. Well, good night, Fred.
I better go get Barney. That sounds like the ghost of Giggles Flintstone. Barney, do you have to make so much noise?
So what's wrong with a little gargling?
Oh, boy.
Easy, Dino. These cookies have to bake first.
I only took this job because I got a sweet tooth.
Wilma!
Oh, there's Betty. Yes, Pebbles, I'm sure Bam Bam's with her. Yes, Dino, and Hopperoo is with them, too. In the kitchen, Betty.
Hi, Wilma. Something smells good.
Ha, 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 ha. Yes, I'm making cookies.
Look at the book at the go-go-go-bills.
All right, Bam Bam. You can visit with Pebbles.
They're gossiping. I wish I knew what they were talking about.
Which reminds me, as soon as I'm through in the kitchen, I got a date with a little cookie myself.
Look, she's getting a ride.
Easy. Easy there, Hopperoo. You don't come equipped with seat belts, you know.
Well, that'll keep him busy for a while.
Oh, Wilma, I met the mailman and he gave me this letter for Fred. It's from a lawyer.
A lawyer? I wonder why a lawyer would be writing to Fred.
I know how you can find out.
You mean open it? But it's addressed to Fred. I can't open it.
Why not? It's easy. I'll show you.
Oh, Betty, you're terrible. Give me that letter.
Oh, brother. First I'm a cookie press, then a letter opener. Make up your minds, ladies.
Look, Wilma, as a good wife, you owe it to Fred to open it.
I do?
Certainly. You'll worry about what's in it, and when you worry, you'll get wrinkles and gray hair. Now, you don't want Fred to come home and find his wife with gray hair and wrinkles, do you?
Oh, Betty, stop it. I'm not going to open it, and that's final.
Uh-oh, Fred. Here's your house already.
Hit the brakes!
Sorry, Fred. Looks like I overshot your driveway.
Oh, that's all right. Try not to hop over the fence here. Wilma!
Fred! What happened? Where are you? What are you doing with that bone in your mouth?
Why, Wilma, dear, I always come home with a bone in my mouth. That Dino. Always digging holes.
Fred, this letter came for you. It's from a lawyer.
A lawyer? Wonder what a lawyer would be writing to me for.
I already asked that question. Now hurry up and open it before I get gray hair and wrinkle.
Okay, okay. Probably some rich uncle died and made me sole heir to his fortune. Damn it, Flintstone. You are hereby notified and left you sole heir to his fortune. See, Wilma, some rich uncle died and left me sole heir to his fortune.
Fred! Fred, are you all right? Are you all right, Fred?
Wilma, we're rich. Here, you read it.
Dear Mr. Flintstone.
No, not that part. Read the part where it says I'm rich.
This is to notify you that your Uncle J. Giggles Flintstone has passed away, naming you sole heir to his estate.
You see? Yabba-dabba-doo! I gotta tell Barney! Barney! Hey, Barney! You bellow, Fred? Get over here right away! I got something to tell you! Okay, Fred, I'll take the shortcut! Barney, what are you doing in that hole?
I'm pretending, Fred, that I'm a gopher that likes bones.
Hey, I just been made sole heir to my rich uncle, J. Giggle Flintstone's estate.
No kidding.
That's right, no kidding.
Hooray! Yippee! Yippee! Hooray! Oh, I finally made it!
What? You finally made what?
I finally got myself a rich neighbor.
Yeah, that's me. And the reading of the will is tomorrow. That's when I find out how much money I get, Betty.
Oh, I'm so excited.
A toast to the late Uncle Giggles' will.
Quiet, everybody. Shh. Is Pebbles asleep?
Uh-huh. Sleeping like a little angel.
She ought to. The lucky kid. After tomorrow, she's not going to have a worry in the world.
Oh, I don't know, Fred. She'll still have you.
Fred, this Uncle Giggles of yours, I never heard of him.
Fred hardly knew him, Betty.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him more than twice in my whole life. He lived alone in a big mansion on Nightmare Hill. He was
You mean he was an eccentric?
I mean he was a kook, that's what I mean.
Everybody loves a rich kook, especially if he leaves his money to his nephew, right, Fred?
Yeah. Hey, there's Uncle Giggle's place.
Nice of you to invite Barney and me to the reading of the will.
Yeah, I've never been to a reading of a will. What do they do?
Oh, not much. The lawyer just gets up and says,
I will now read the last will and testament of the late J. Giggles Flintstone.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but no matter how much I get, I'd give it all up if it would bring back dear Uncle Giggles.
Oh, brother. Please go ahead, Mr. Blackstone.
Yes. I, J. Giggles Flintstone, being of sound mind, etc., 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 do hereby will and bequeath my entire estate to my nephew, Fred Flintstone.
That's me.
Congratulations, Fred.
Thanks, Barney. And don't think I'm going to change just because I'm rich.
Oh, no, not you, Fred.
Oh, brother.
Please, there's more.
Yeah, you hear that, Wilbur? There's more.
Should anything happen to Fred Flintstone, then my estate is to be divided equally among my three faithful servants. Creepers, the butler. Hot Rock, the cook. And Wormstone, the gardener.
Hey, Fred, that uncle of yours sure had a sense of humor, Stone.
And there's a codicil, to wit. Before taking possession, my heir, that's you, Flintstone.
Yeah?
Must spend one night in my mansion, or this will becomes null and void.
What? Spend a night in this mausoleum? What kind of a clause is that?
Don't ask me, Wilma. I don't make wills. I just inherit them.
You see, madam, the late Mr. Flintstone was a kind of a...
You mean he was an eccentric?
No, I mean he was a kook. That's what I mean.
Hey, it looks like we're going to get a real storm.
What was that?
It's only Horace, my late master's pet. Where have you been, Horace? Oh, down at the cemetery reading tombstones. How nice.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. The will says I gotta spend the night here.
You got it, but I don't got it. Coming, Daddy?
Funny you should say that. I was just about to join you.
Wait for me, Daddy.
Well, I'm staying. And you're staying with me. Nothing's gonna scare me out of this money.
Speak for yourself, Fred. I gotta go home. I forgot something.
What did you forget?
I forgot to stay home.
Well, I'll be going. Goodbye, Mr. Flintstone, and good luck.
Hey, Fred, did you see what I saw?
I did, Barney.
Ah, Mr. Flintstone, we members of the staff are very happy to have you here alone at last, aren't we?
Delighted.
Yes, indeed.
My friend Barney's staying all night with me, and he's not scared of nothing.
What was that, Fred?
I don't know. Something around here has a crazy laugh.
Hey, I hope the food is good here, Fred. I'm hungry.
What did you say, Barney?
I said I'm hungry.
Oh.
What? What, Fred?
I said, oh!
Hey, that must be a picture of your uncle, the late J. Giggles Flintstone.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Looks a lot like you.
Hey, Barney, that picture, I saw the eyes move.
Eyes move? Oh, boy. Fred, you're a bundle of nerves.
Kind of stormy out tonight, isn't it, Barney?
Dinner is served, sir.
What is it, Creepers?
Alphabet soup, sir. Our cook's specialty.
Alphabet soup?
Sure, Fred. You twirl it around, and sometimes it makes words. Do you think we should eat it?
Sure, why not?
Well, if anything happens to Flintstone, everything goes to the servants. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Hey, Barney, look! The alphabet soup's trying to tell us something! Beware!
You better do it at chess, Fred. Look!
Would you care for a piece of bread?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Hello? Oh, hi, Betty. Yes, isn't this some storm? I hope it doesn't wake the baby. No, why should I be scared? I have Dino here with me. Okay, goodbye, Betty. Dino, come out, you coward. Move over, coward.
Hey, Fred, how'd you like to have to wear an outfit like that?
When that poor guy needed a new suit, he probably didn't know whether to go to a tailor or a blacksmith. What was that?
That was what, Fred?
That suit of armor tried to kill me.
Who's that doing all the laughing?
I don't know, but nothing could be that funny.
Hey, what do you see, Fred?
Just a big black keyhole.
Fred, it got awfully quiet, didn't it? This is a mighty weird place, Fred.
Now settle down, Bond. A little game of cards before bed will relax you. Cut the cards.
I don't want to play. I'm not sure I like this whole deal.
Oh, stop being so jumpy and cut the cards.
Okay, Fred, if that's what you want.
All right, Bonnie. You don't have to get sore about it. I'm turning in, Bonnie. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. I'm right with you, Fred. Hey, you hear anything, Fred?
No, but I'll be glad when this is over.
I envy you, Fred. All you gotta do is get a good night's sleep, and when you wake up, you'll be rich. A rich millionaire.
Yeah.
Well, good night, Fred. Oh, hey, do you want the shade down, Fred?
Yeah.
Will you cut that out?
Oh, Fred, you are a bundle of nerves. I'll bet if somebody said, boo, you would jump a mile. Oh, boy, Fred, you're even worse than I thought.
I know. Bonnie, do you have to sleep way in the next room?
Oh, but Fred, it's only a few feet away. If you need me, I'll be there in a jiffy.
Okay. Bonnie!
Whoa. What's the matter, Fred? What?
Just testing, Bonnie. What took you so long?
Oh, will you cut it out, Fred?
I will if you stay with me. There's plenty of room.
Well, okay, Fred. But let me brush my teeth first, huh?
Thanks, Barney. I better go get Barney. That sounds like the ghost that giggles Flintstone. Barney, do you have to make so much noise?
So what's wrong with a little gargling?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Fred.
What's the matter now?
We can't get comfortable. I'm not used to a double bed.
Oh, shut up and go to sleep.
Hey, look, maybe if we change sides.
Oh, all right, let's switch.
Oh.
no good, Fred. It's the bed. I'm used to twin beds.
Well, we haven't got twin beds, so make the best of it.
No, no!
Barney?
Yeah, Fred?
Ooh, gee, twin beds. Gee, thanks, Fred. That's a lot better.
I'm getting out of here, money or no money.
But, Fred, I was just getting comfortable. On second thought, I think I'll join you.
Barney, you're all right.
The door's open.
Let's go in.
Sure is quiet. They must at least have had a good night's rest.
Fred?
Barney? Fred? Oh, Fred?
Wilma, up here.
What are you doing up there?
Shh. What time is it?
It's morning. You spent the night here, and that's all you were supposed to do.
Yabba-dabba-doo! I'm rich!
Where's Barney? Barney, come out. What are you doing up there?
When you're in a cuckoo-type house, this is the safest place to be.
And you mean you spent the whole night trying to keep from getting killed?
That's right. First there was pot rocks with the cleaver. Swish, swish, swish.
And then Wormstone with the crazy clippers. Snip, 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 snip.
But the worst thing was that awful laugh. I wish I could describe it.
Hey, Fred, that's a pretty good imitation.
That wasn't me. See? There it is again.
It seems to come from that picture over there.
That picture's been bugging me all night. Take that!
Out! It's Uncle Giggles.
He was in the picture.
He's alive.
What happens to my money?
Yes, I'm very much alive. I was just testing you, Fred.
Testing him?
Yes, I wanted to see if he was worthy of inheriting my estate. Ha! I wanted to see if he had a sense of humor like mine. Ha! Oh, ha, 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 ha!
You mean this was all a joke?
That's right. A great big joke. Ha! Oh, ha, 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 ha! Right, boys?
You're a riot, sir.
What a practical joker, boss.
Yeah, a real kook.
That's me, a kook. But a rich kook. Don't forget that. You should have seen how funny you looked when you were scared. Right, boys?
Yeah, boss.
Well, I'm kind of a kook myself. Not rich, but still a kook.
Look out! He's flipped his wheels!
Good boy! Sick him, Fred! Sick him!
Get him, Fred!
Well, back to the poorhouse.